MFR.
Number one for the north of Scotland, this is MFR. Now, a few weeks ago on Gino Breakfast, I gave you the chance to win tickets to go and see a Train do an exclusive gig down in London. Now, the gig took place last Thursday, and I've managed to get hold of singer, Pat, and guitarist Jimmy from Train. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
How are we?
Great, Gino. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. Listen, can I just say I'm a massive fan. I've been a fan of you guys for years, and it is one of my bucket list things to actually speak to members of Train.
Oh, well, that's so nice. Yeah, so thank you.
I'm trying to stop myself getting emotional here. Now, just to say, going back to the gig last week, there was a couple of listeners that won tickets to my show, Scott and Joanne. I think they bumped into you guys just before you went on stage upstairs, and I think they got a quick hello and a handshake.
Oh, yeah, I remember meeting that guy, yeah.
What happened was they were hoping for you to play Marry Me because they were at the V Festival, and if you had played Marry Me as your set, Scott was going to propose to Joanne, but what happened was she just proposed willy-nilly when you guys were about two-thirds through the gig. So how do you feel about the fact you've brought this couple totally together during one of your gigs?
I think it's amazing. You know, like, when you think about making music and the fact that it can bring people together and then we can be that big of a part of their lives, like, that's incredible. So, man, congratulations, Scott and Joanne. That's amazing.
MFR. Now, a few weeks ago, I did give away tickets for you to go and see Train. They were playing an exclusive intimate gig down in London. And Scott McDonald took his girlfriend Joanne with him. How was the gig, Scott?
It was fantastic.
And how were Train?
Train were absolutely brilliant. They played their new stuff. They did some covers. It was just great.
Now, it wasn't just a brilliant gig for you. It turned out to be quite a special gig for you, didn't it? What happened, Scott?
We kind of have wanted to see Train for quite a while, and we wanted to see them and actually play one song, so I was going to ask my lass to actually marry me in the middle of the song Signed, Sealed and Delivered. I got blindsided by her completely, and she turned around and proposed to me.
So she and Joanne actually just turned around, out of a leap year that is, and proposed to you?
Yes, just in the middle of the performance, a big smile on her face, a cuddle, and actually just turned around and says, how's about a change? How about you marry me?
Wow, and I take it you said yes, Scott, come on.
I did.
Right, Scott, so the band have got no idea that Joanne proposed to you at the gig, have they?
No.
Right, well, that's where you're wrong, Scott. Because I know last night that you did meet Pat, the lead singer, and you also met Jimmy, the guitarist.
Yeah.
All right, now I've got them to record a special message for you, wishing right. You and Joanne all the best. Is Joanne next to you?
She is, yeah.
Do you want to put your phone on speakerphone?
Right, 2 seconds.
Don't cut me off.
Yeah.
Right, we're on speakerphone, are we?
We're on speakerphone.
Right, here is Pat and Jimmy from Train wishing you guys all the best.
Hey, Scott and Joanne, I'm Pat.
Hey, I'm Jimmy.
We're the Train guys, so thanks so much for making us such a big part of your incredible memories and your future together, and congratulations.
There we go.
What?
How cool is that?
That is brilliant.
How's Joanne's reaction?
Say something, Joanne.
I don't know what to say.
How cool is that? I can't wait for the big day. Hopefully I'm going to get an invite after going to all this trouble.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Right, I'm hat shopping as we speak. Listen, all the best. Nice to speak to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
MFR. Scott, now I've got Andrew Little from Little the Jewellers in Elgin on the phone. How are you, Andrew?
Hi there, Gina. Fine, thanks very much.
Now, you just phoned in just now because how can I help you then?
Well, I thought if the couple had just proposed and decided that they were going to get married, that they'd obviously need an engagement ring, and that's where we might have been able to help. If you thought this was feasible, I'd be willing to put up a voucher for, let's say, £1,000 that would possibly cover for a nice engagement ring for the lady, or maybe two rings.
Oof, I don't know if you heard that my George has dropped. So, £1,000, so they could sort out two rings or her ring. Andrew, that is actually fantastic of you to make that offer. Brilliant, excellent.
Well, it sounded a nice thing that they'd done and the way they went about it, and possibly we might be able to help with sorting out a ring that'll last them for forever.
This is it. And the thing is, nowadays, it'll be more probably Joanne that would want the ring.
It's definitely. Usually, yeah. Oh, definitely, aye. I mean, there are gents that like engagement rings, but as a rule, it's just a lady that has the engagement ring, and it can be anything from... Diamonds are always going to be the most popular, but the ladies tend to like the diamonds for sure.
They go weak at the knees, Andrew.
Well, diamonds are always going to be the favourite stone. Whether it be single stone, two stone, three stone clusters, with loads in stock. But there are certainly loads of options out there.
Superb. And do you know if there's any ironmongers near you?
Well, I don't know if there is.
Because I'm thinking if you're going to sort John out with a ring, we might get a ball and chain for him for Scott.
I think he's probably got that already.
It could be. Right, Andrew, listen, what a lovely gesture for you to make. It was very kind of you. Absolutely superb. Just remind us where we can find you in Elgin.
You can find us in Elgin High Street. We have two shops in Elgin, and we've been here for over 50 years. So we have a good idea of what's in trend.
Superb. Andrew Little from Little the Jewelers. Listen, thanks for calling the show, and thanks for making us an offer. It's an offer they can't refuse.
Thanks very much, Gina.